Okay. So, guys, so the resurrection is so important, okay? It's what makes us different than everyone else, okay? Everyone believes that Jesus was a person. Okay? Everyone that actually believes in any type of real history, Jesus believes, believes that Jesus was a real person. They came on earth, and they also believe something else.
No!
Let me mute you guys. They also believe something else, that Jesus died on the cross, okay? That's actual history, guys. You know, it's like when you open up a history book and you're able to know what happened years and years and years ago. There's a lot of historical evidence and facts to show you that Jesus lived and then Jesus died. Okay, the difference between us being Catholic and Christian is that we believe Jesus came back from the dead. Okay, and if we believe Jesus came back from the dead, everything changes. That guy that said Jesus said, he's like, I'm gonna come back from the dead because I'm God. And then 3 days later, what did he do? He came back from the dead, okay? And if we believe that, and if we can show that, then this actually did happen. And if this happened, guys, everything changes for us. Everything changes for us, okay? So today what we're really gonna do is gonna try to understand Jesus' story a little bit, and then we're gonna try to understand a little bit of the history, but not in a boring way, guys. My worst subject in school is history. Because I get bored, and it was a bad thing to get bored because there's a lot of good stuff that go along with it. But we're going to try to go through history a little bit and try to understand what happened to Jesus when he died, okay? And what does all the history tell us? And then why do we believe what we believe, okay? So hopefully at the end of this, you're not only thinking that, you know, it was some story that Jesus came back from the dead and it sounds really good to us and, you know, it makes us feel good, okay? That's a cool thing that Jesus does. He makes us feel good, right? But the reason that we're Catholic and the reason that we believe what we believe is what? It's because it's true, right? If it wasn't true, we shouldn't believe it, right? We are Catholic and Christian because it's true, okay? Everyone thumbs up? So my job today, guys, and our job together is to make sure that we believe that this is the truth at the end of this. Okay? Everyone good so far? Let's go to work. You guys ready? Ask questions as you want. Okay? I'm gonna share my screen so you guys can see what's going on. Okay? Let's do this. Okay. Guys, everyone can see my screen? I don't have you muted, so just give me a yes, please.
Yeah, we can all see.
Excellent. Yeah. So we're going to spend time going over the record. Beautiful. Yeah. Now I'm muting you all. Got it. Okay. So you guys see the next screen here. You guys, don't ask me what's coming next. This is a little agenda. We're going to tell a little bit of story about Jesus. And then we're really going to, once we kind of give a little history of who Jesus was, what's going on, what happened to Jesus, then we're really going to have to try to understand, guys. We are all going to have to make a decision, okay? Did Jesus come back from the dead? If he did, he's God, and we put everything, all our love, all our care into loving him and bringing other people to him, okay? So the way we're going to try to come up with our decision and make our choice is by looking at some of the facts on when Jesus was on earth, when Jesus died. We're going to look at Jesus' death. We're also going to look at Jesus' appearance to disciples, okay, when he showed himself to disciples. And then we're going to just take a quick little peek on seeing how, you know, what Jesus told his disciples to do after he appeared to them. And then really seeing, guys, is it just us having faith in the idea that Jesus came back from the dead, or is our faith based on the actual things that happened 2,000 years ago, okay? It's not just a faith where it's blind, but we have a faith that we see what's going on based on, and we interpret what's going on based on our belief and what Jesus allows us to, you know, to work through with the Holy Spirit, but also what happened 2,000 years ago and the evidence that he gave us and try to understand that. And then at the end of the day, we're going to go back to that initial choice that we had and really make sure that we understand that our choice is based on what actually happened. Okay? Everyone good so far? Cool. Let's go. Let's move through. So, everyone knows what happened. Jesus, real person. Everyone believes it. Okay, the people that think that Jesus, that somehow Jesus is a made up figure, or he was just some, you know, some person that the Christians made up back in the day, that's not true. Okay, no one, I think probably like 95 and 97% of the people in all of the universities and all of the, you know, all the people that study Jesus's time, and I'm not talking about Christian people that don't even believe in God, people that are, you know, are Jewish by what's it called, or even Muslim by faith, they all believe in a couple of things. They believe that Jesus was on earth. He came on earth. Okay, now if we go back and we study what Jesus did on earth, Jesus came down and he wasn't like Moses. He wasn't like all those other guys. Jesus, everything stops to Jesus. Jesus doesn't always tell, he doesn't only tell you to do good things, right? And I want to answer to this one, guys. So I'm gonna turn back so I can look at you guys. But what did Jesus tell us that was a little bit different than everyone else? Jesus told us about the Ten Commandments, right? He reminded us of the Ten Commandments. He told us we should love one another, right? He said we should protect one another, right? He said we should respect our family, right? He said we should do good. What did Jesus say that's a little bit different than everyone else? And I'm going to go back so I can see you guys. Sitter, can you take me back or no? Let me see. Yeah, can you take me back, Sitter, or no?
Yeah.
You got managed by. Beautiful. Take me back. There you go, guys. What did Jesus do that was different than everyone else? What did he say?
He said he would die and come back.
He said he would die and come back. And why does he have the ability to die and come back?
Because he's
does
God.
Moses have the ability by himself to die and come back?
No.
No. How about Elijah? Does he have it?
No.
How about John the Baptist? He was a really important man.
No.
Why does Jesus say that he's going to die and come back in 3 days? What did he say about himself?
No,
he was God.
He said what? He is God, man. That's the biggest difference maker with Jesus. Jesus says what? All of these other things, but Jesus says, I'm God. Okay? Everything stops with me. I am God. Okay? Everyone so far so good with that? Okay? 2,000 years ago, this actually happened. This man came here and said, he is God. Are we good? Good. I'll take the beautiful silence as a yes. So here we go. We move on. And he said he was part of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? And Jesus being that Son. And he said he would come back from the dead. So he said he was God. He said he's going to die. And he said he's going to come back from the dead. Okay? So now, guys, we got choices. Okay? This guy came 2,000 years ago, right? He said what? He said, I'm God. I'm going to die. I'm going to come back from the dead. So now we got choices, right? And remember these choices. They're going to come back at the end, okay? So number one, the easiest and most straightforward choice is we can believe it. Jesus is God. He did come back from the dead. If we can show Jesus came back from the dead, all these other options under it make no sense. Let me repeat that. If we can show that Jesus came back from the dead, guys, all of these people believe that Jesus was on earth. And if they don't agree with history. But majority of these people believe that Jesus was on earth. He said he was God. Okay. And now if we can show that he came back from the dead, okay, then we can show that he is God because he said he's God. He said he's going to come back from the dead. And he did come back from the dead. And if he did that, then he's God. Everyone good to that? Say yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Now there's option number two. We cannot believe him. Okay. We can say, Jesus, you're kind of a crazy man, right? Okay, you think you're God, you think you come back from the dead. Okay, instead of that, we're going to kill you, right? That's what the Jews did, right? Yes? Yes, that's what the Jews did. That's option number two. Number three.
Yes.
Okay, number three is the option that doesn't make any sense, so we need to just take a minute to understand, okay? Jesus came and he said, I am God, okay? If Jesus was not God, okay, but he said he was God, what does that make Jesus? If someone says something and they're not being honest with you, what does that make them?
Lying.
There you go. It makes them a liar. So if someone says, I am God, and they're not God, does that make them a good person?
No.
No.
No, because it doesn't make any sense. Yes? That third option, that make him something he didn't say he was, which was a great prophet or a good man, okay? That's not what Jesus came and said. Jesus said, I am God, okay? Me and the Father are one, okay? That's option number three. Option number three doesn't seem to make too much sense, but we'll go through everything to make sure that we understand what's going on. Or we can just ignore history. We can say Jesus never existed, he never died, people didn't see him, okay? That's also another option. What we want to do is say, is try to understand what option makes the most sense, okay? And obviously this is a community class, this is a Catholic class, but you're going to see the option that makes the most sense, not because we want it to make the most sense, but the option that makes the most sense is the first option, that Jesus said he was God and that Jesus came back from the dead. Based on what we see in the history that tells us, this is what happened. But now we're going to go and try to prove that. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Good. Everyone following me so far?
Yeah.
No one sleeping?
Yeah. No.
Okay, good. Yeah, beautiful. Somebody. I love it. No, don't sleep. Okay, you ready? So here's the things that are known. You guys ready? Majority of people believe in this, in the high 90 percentiles. Jesus died by crucifixion. Okay? That Jesus was on earth and he died by crucifixion. So guys, crucifixion is when you're up on the cross, they put nails inside of you, okay, and you die. Okay. You hang there until you die. And I'll explain how you die a little bit in more detail as we go. Jesus, when you die, what do? After you die, they put you in a tomb. So they bury Jesus, okay? When Jesus was being tortured and beaten and died, his disciples got scared and left him. And then after he died, okay, they lost hope, okay? On the third day, where they buried Jesus, the tomb was empty, okay? These are not my opinions. These are facts based on what happened 2,000 years ago. There was no one in the tomb. The tomb that they put Jesus in, there was no one in there. Okay? The disciples said that they saw Jesus. And guys, not saw Jesus after he died 3 days later. They had many appearances. They had many appearances of the risen Jesus. Okay, and I don't mean appearances of like how you have a dream. Okay, they said they physically saw the risen Jesus. Okay, touched his hand, touched his side, and physically saw the risen Jesus. Okay, because of them seeing Jesus, they went from being scared, from doubting, from losing hope, to going and telling everyone, "We saw Jesus." We saw Jesus, and we saw him die with you guys, and now we saw him rise from the dead. We physically saw him, okay? So when they went out to go and tell people about Jesus, it wasn't going and telling them, hey, Jesus was a really good man. You should follow him. Be like, you know that man that you killed? He came back from the dead. He came back from the dead. And that was what the church believed. That is what the disciples believed because they physically saw it. And then they went and told everyone, we saw Jesus come back from the dead. He said he was God and he is God. Okay? Everyone good so far? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just to go in a little bit more detail on how Jesus died. So guys, when you're crucified, okay, so crucified, you're up on the cross, okay? And you've got nails in your hands, nails in both hands. They're spread across, right? Nails in your feet, okay? Now remember, right before Jesus was crucified, what happened to him? What happened to him? Did they just take him up to the crucifixion and say, okay, Jesus, we're going to go nail you up on the cross?
I know.
Unmute yourself. What happened to Jesus?
I know.
Whoever says, I know, tell me.
He got whipped.
Oh, man, he got whipped, and he got whipped to guys, whipped, when we think of whipped, we think of like a leather belt whipped, right? Jesus got everything underneath the sun. He got every type of whipping you can imagine, okay? They used to have barbs inside of the whips. Kind of, anyone ever been fishing? They have fish hooks inside of them. And when you hit the body, it grabs part of the skin, and it peels it off. The beating that Jesus received, okay, was a huge beating. And remember how we also know that. They give Jesus a big wooden cross, right? They give Jesus a big wooden cross, and he carries that cross up to his own crucifixion, right? You remember that? What happens to Jesus as he's carrying the cross? Go ahead, anyone.
Falls three times.
He falls down. Why does he fall? Why does he fall?
Because his blood is dripping. And
it was too heavy.
He just got the he just got a huge beating, right? His human body is destroyed, yes? Mm-hmm. And now he's about to go be put on the cross. And the way you die on the cross, guys, is that it's kind of like drowning in your own body fluid, okay? And the only way to stop yourself from drowning, okay, is to pull your body up off of the cross. Now, the problem is if you're pulling your body up off the cross, what are you pulling your body off of? What is holding you to the cross?
The nails.
Ah, so every time Jesus wants to breathe, how does he hold himself up? He holds himself up by pushing down into his feet and his nails and holding himself up. Can you imagine how painful that is? After you've already gotten a beating, you're drowning in your own blood, okay? And then Jesus dies, okay? I believe after, Sidhu, you can correct me, I believe after about 6 hours of being on the cross, they take him down, okay? But before they take him down, guys, remember, who is doing the killing here? Is it the Jews?
The Romans.
The Romans, man. What are the Romans known for?
Executions,
man. The Romans are known for execution. So the Roman guards, before they take down Jesus, what do they do?
I know.
I want that person. Who's that?
To make sure that he was really dead, and they would take a metal thing and stab him with it just to make sure if he's dead.
They took a spear and they stabbed him in the heart. They stabbed him in the side, yes?
Yeah.
So Jesus is dead. Does anyone have any, so Jesus came, Jesus died. Does anyone have any questions or any type of, is anyone not sure that Jesus died there? Can anyone take that type of punishment? And then also, just to make sure that he's dead, even though he is dead, they stab him in the heart. Jesus is dead. Can everyone agree to that? Yes?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. So Jesus is dead. And guys, and remember one thing too. If the Roman people did not kill Jesus, if the people that's doing the execution, doing the killing, doesn't kill Jesus, do you know what happens to them? If your job is to kill Jesus, and this Jesus is creating a lot of problems because he's telling people that he's God, right? And he's telling people that he is the new Messiah, and he's the one that people have been waiting for, and he's the new king. What happens to those people if they don't kill Jesus? And if Jesus somehow found a way to get out, what happens to those Roman executioners? Go ahead, unmute yourself.
What
happens to those executioners, those people doing the killing, if they somehow let Jesus get away and not die? What would happen to them? What would be their punishment from the Roman government?
They would get killed.
There you go. Death. Death was the punishment. So if you are the person trying to making sure that Jesus is dead on the cross, if you are the guard, are you making sure that Jesus is dead? You better bet your butt you're making sure Jesus is dead. Why? Because if he's not dead, who is dead? You are. Yes? They take down Jesus and they put Jesus in a grave. Okay? So they take down Jesus, now they put him in the grave. Everyone following? Everyone good? Good, let's move. 3 days later, okay? He shows himself to Mary Magdalene and shows himself to the disciples. Okay? 3 days later, Jesus said he's coming back. 3 days later, he shows himself to Mary Magdalene, he shows himself to the disciples, and then he shows himself a number of times. Okay? And one specifically we're going to talk about is, everyone's heard of Doubting Thomas. Anyone heard of Doubting Thomas before? Say yes.
Yes.
So Doubting Thomas goes like this. So Jesus, all the people. So remember, guys, after the disciples, okay, after when the disciples were, when Jesus was being tortured and hit, where was his disciples? What did they do? Were they standing there next to him?
No, they ran away.
Ah, think about that, guys. I heard someone say it. If your master is being killed, what are they going to do to you? They're going to kill you too, right? So they even asked St. Peter three times. Said, "Don't you know this guy?" And St. Peter said, "No, you must have me mistaken with someone else. I don't know this guy." All of his disciples, okay, Judas betrayed him. The 10 left him. St. John at a distance with Mary, right? Okay, his disciples very fearful, right? Now we fast forward to the resurrection. They're in a room. The doors are locked, and who comes inside? Jesus. Jesus shows himself to them. Okay, they realize it's Jesus. Okay. And they start to believe that he came back from that. They physically see Jesus, guys. It's not that they think that they saw something of Jesus. They physically saw Jesus. They talked to Jesus. They felt his wounds. They saw Jesus. Jesus showed himself to them. You guys remember, because these guys were scared. Jesus shows himself to them, but someone is missing. Who's missing that day of the disciples?
Joseph.
Mr. Thomas is missing. No, well, Judas is for sure missing. Judas went to hang himself, right? Judas is missing.
Joseph.
But Thomas is missing. And so Thomas comes, so Jesus leaves, St. Thomas comes back, and the disciples are talking to him. What do you think the disciples are telling Thomas? "Hey, Thomas, we just saw Jesus, man." Like, he's like, "What do you mean you saw Jesus?" He's like, "Yeah, I remember Jesus. Like, we just saw him. He said he would come back. He did come back. We saw him. You know, we saw his marks. He's back from the dead." Okay? He's physically back from the dead. And what did St. Thomas say? St. Thomas could have believed them, right? But St. Thomas chose not to believe them. And what does St. Thomas say? St. Thomas says, "The only way I'm going to believe this is if I touch the marks on his hands and I feel his side and I feel all the markings made by the spear and the nails." Now, second time, Jesus comes back to the disciples, and now St. Thomas is there, okay? And Jesus walks up to St. Thomas. He has him feel his hands, feel his feet, feel his side, okay? And what's St. Thomas's reply to Jesus? It's actually the most powerful response. What's the response? He looks at Jesus, and he tells him what? He tells him, "My Lord and my God," right? And Jesus tells him something. He says, "Is the reason that you believed because you saw?" He said, "Blessed are those that don't get to see the marks, don't get to see the marks of the spear, don't get to see the marks on the hands and still believe," right? And guys, who are those people? They are us, right? Yes?
Yes.
Everyone? Yes. Good. So Jesus is saying he's going to give you the power, he's going to give you the Holy Spirit, he's going to give you all those things that allow you to believe. And then you are going to make the decision to believe, okay? He's going to give you all of the power to believe. But Jesus wants you to love him, to believe in what he did. Without automatically having to feel his hands, okay? Or feel his side. Jesus said those are the people that the huge blessing comes to. The people that believe without having to fully see, okay? Everyone good? Siddhar, is there anything you wanted to add on St. Thomas?
Nope, that was perfect.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So after all the appearances, guys, and let me tell you, Siddhar, when me and Siddhar were talking about, after all the appearances, okay, these disciples, man, you got to understand something. They are chicken scared, okay? They're chicken scared when Jesus was dying, okay? And Jesus shows himself to them, okay? And these same disciples that are scared now start to develop some confidence, okay? They don't actually know it doesn't seem like they know exactly what to do with this new information that they have, right? Because Jesus hasn't told them what to do yet, okay? He hasn't told them what to do yet. But they start to develop some confidence. And guys, why do they start to develop some confidence? Is it because they have some new faith now?
Because they saw their God.
Man, because they physically saw Jesus. A very good point that Siddhar brought up years ago is that it's not actually the faith per se, or the faith that actually made them go and spread the news that Jesus came back from dead. You know why they spread the news that Jesus came back from dead? Because they saw him. They saw him, okay? So after all those appearances, and Jesus appeared multiple times to them, okay? Then he finally, then after Jesus appeared to them, after,
right.
After.
That, I'm sorry, I just wanted to interrupt for a moment. Yep, it's yep. What we're saying is not the faith of seeing, of not seeing. I'm sorry, like you know how we have, like for example, if we have faith by and we have not seen, so it, of course it's still faith, but their faith is also grounded on actual seeing him.
Yeah. So at the end of all those appearances, Jesus goes and now he tells them. He gives them the power of the Holy Spirit, and he commissions them to go spread the faith. Okay, and commissions men. He sets. He gives them a. He gives them a plan, and he gives them a really an instruction to go to bring people to him. Okay, to tell people that he came back from the dead. Okay, and that was the message. And that was the message that the disciples preached. Okay, they said what? We are the disciples. We were with Jesus when he. We're with Jesus before, we're with Jesus through the whole thing, and then Jesus showed himself to us after he died. He rose from the dead, and that's what the disciples told everyone, that they physically saw Jesus. Everyone so far so good with that? Okay?
Yeah.
This is the
yeah.
difference between us and every other religion, guys. Think yeah. about this. Every other religion sees God as this person up there, okay? That's kind of on his, like, kind of up there, and we're down here. No, God came down, or God came down to be with us, okay, in the person of Jesus, right? Jesus being fully God, and that is what Jesus came. He died and he came back from the dead. It's different than this idea that God is just up there. Jesus physically came down to be with us and showed himself to us, lived on this earth, and then also gave us more. Reason to believe, because he showed himself to people so that others might believe. Okay, so that's what they did. They went around and saying, hey, the disciples, again, they gave up their lives for this. Okay, they gave up their lives. These same, think about this, the same people that were scared, they were Jesus, physical God was with them, guys. Think about this. God was with them right before Jesus was about to die, and Jesus was about to die, and they were asking the disciples, do you know this guy? And they were too scared. Now think about this. Jesus was with them, and they were scared. Why? Maybe a little bit of lack of faith, right? Maybe a little bit of lack of faith. Is this really true? Is this guy who he says he was? Okay. Now, 3 days later, after all the appearances, these same people that were scared, they were hiding. They did that, denied Jesus. These same people are the same people now that are going out into the world and telling people what? That Jesus died and Jesus came back from the dead. Think about that. The same people that were scared are the same people now that are going out and telling people that Jesus died and came back from the dead and we saw him. Now, here's the question, and I'm gonna go back because I want to see everyone here. What is the event that made that change people?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Sidder, can you hear me?
There. Yes.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Okay. Why can't they hear me this stuff? It's okay.
I don't know why they can't hear you.
Yeah. What event changed these disciples from being scared chickens to people that were willing to die to say that they saw him come back from the dead? What is the event that changed those people from being scared to people that went out and told people that they saw him from the dead? What did Jesus do for the disciples? Go, guys. Unmute yourself and give me some info. Sidera, can you take me off my screen and let me see everyone? Guys, what is it? What is the event that made them, that went from seeing these people scared 3 days later and after many appearances? Okay, what is the event that made these people from scared to willing to give up their lives? What changed?
He rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead. What did, and not only did he rise from the dead, what did he... How did he prove to the disciples that he rose from the dead? Yes, Mr. Exuberant Bear. Yes, sir, Mr. Blue Shirt. Yes, sir.
They wanted him dead, and they killed him, so they were scared he would come back to kill them because of what they did to him.
Exactly. So what made them go from scared to now, days and weeks later, coming out and saying, you know what, we are now willing to die for this guy. We are willing to die for this guy, and we are willing to die to say that he came back from death. What did Jesus do to those people to make them go from scared to not scared?
He told them, peace be with you.
Did Jesus show himself to them?
Yes.
That is the event that changed the world. Think, they were scared. They didn't know, is this Jesus actually who he says he is? Maybe they had 99% faith, but after Jesus Christ showed himself to them, what happened to that faith? Now they're like, oh my goodness, this is true. Jesus physically showed himself to us. And now they went from being scared to doing what? They're not being scared anymore. Why? Because if you know that Jesus is God and Jesus is going to protect you, are you scared of death? Why would you be scared of death? Jesus, God, is going to protect you. Okay? Even if you die, the purpose of life is to get to heaven. So Jesus showed himself to the disciples. That's the only reason that the disciples went from being scared chickens to coming out and dying for him. Does that make sense? Yes, yeah. Yes. Everyone understand that? The reason that the disciples went from chickens to strong people is because Jesus came back to death and showed himself. Not we think Jesus. These people physically saw Jesus. Okay? So far so good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm muting you all. Oh, am I on time? So there, I'm okay. Cool. Okay, so guys, they were so not scared. You know what they did? You know what they did? They went and they preached. Okay, they told people, "Hey, we saw Jesus. He came back from the dead." You know what happened to them? They died. Not died in like old age. Okay, some of them. From my understanding, one out of the 12. Okay. Judas, if we exclude Jesus, if we exclude Judas and we put in the new disciple, okay, 11 out of 12 were martyred. Okay, the only one from my understanding that wasn't was possibly Saint John. Okay, Saint Peter, do you know how he died? Crucified upside down. He didn't want to die like Jesus. Okay, Saint Bartholomew. Okay, this one's my favorite. Anyone ever use the peeler to peel like a carrot? Yes. Okay, yes, beautiful. Imagine that on your skin. It's hard to imagine on your skin, right?
Ow.
Yes, ow. That's how they got St. Bartholomew. St. Thomas, they stabbed him to death. Now let me ask you a quick question here. If these disciples didn't see Jesus come back from the dead, okay, if they didn't see him physically, and they were, you are Saint Bartholomew, and they are about to skin you alive, okay? And they tell you, hey, Saint Bartholomew, you know, I know you keep going around saying that Jesus came back from the dead, but, you know, you got to stop saying that. And Saint Bartholomew is probably like, well, you know, I saw Jesus. And they're like, stop saying that. If you continue saying that, I will skin you, okay? So they start to skin him. And if you are Saint Bartholomew, and you are lying, okay, what would you do? If they start to skin you and you are lying, what would you do? Would you stop lying? Would you tell them that you were lying to stop being skinned and not die? That's a question, guys. Would, if you were lying and someone was about to kill you, would you tell them the truth?
Yes.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Because why would you die for a lie? Okay, you don't want to die for a lie. Think about this, guys. Have you ever been caught in a lie? Okay, with your family. Think about this. Okay, you weren't supposed to eat dessert, but you found the cookie jar. Okay, you found the brownies before dinner. Okay, your mom asked you, "Hey, Joseph, did you eat the brownie?" No. No, mom, I didn't eat the brownie. Now you ate the brownie. You know you ate the brownie, but you tell your mom, "No, I didn't eat the brownie." Your mom says, "Joseph, you tell me the truth." Now you're still not scared at this point, right? Because you're like, "Okay." I mean, you should be honest with your family, but you choose to take the not smart route, the stupid route. Then you say, you know what, no, no, I didn't eat the brownie. And now your mom gets a little bit tougher. You're like, okay, Joseph, okay. If I find out you're lying, okay, and if you're lying, you're not gonna be able to, you're not gonna be able to use any electronics for a week. You're gonna be grounded for 2 weeks. Now you start to get scared a little bit. Yes.
Yeah.
So now you're like, man, is this worth it? I don't want to lie anymore. So you come up, you confess to your mom that what? That you did eat the cookie, okay? Or you ate the brownie. Now, because you don't want to be hurt for things that are not the truth, right? So those disciples, they're not going to be grounded. St. Bartholomew's being skinned alive. So if St. Bartholomew didn't see Jesus, okay? If the disciples did not see Jesus, okay? And they're saying they saw Jesus, once those people are killing them, okay? What are the disciples going to do? They're going to tell people what? They're going to be like, ooh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I was lying. Why did the disciples not tell people they were lying?
Because it was true.
Because it was true. And they're not scared of death. Why are they not scared of death? Because what just happened to Jesus? Jesus died and came back to death. Right? There is no power of death when you have God on your side. You are not afraid of death. Okay? You are not afraid of anything on earth when you have God on your side. So now they're saying, I'm going to be skinned alive for Jesus. I'm going to give up my life for Jesus. And guys, remember, this is Saint Bartholomew, right? A saint is someone that's in heaven, right? He accomplished his goal, not only spreading the faith, but uniting and being God, being with God forever in heaven. Make sense? If the disciples were lying, they would have told people, we were lying. You know, maybe we dreamed of Jesus, right? You know, maybe we dreamed of Jesus, you know? We didn't really see him. The disciples didn't say any of that. They said, no, we saw him. I know you're going to kill us. Yeah, I know, but we still saw him. We're not going to say we didn't see him because we did see him and he's God. And we're scared what's going to happen later if we're, you know, yeah, in forever. We're worried about forever and not worried about earth. So, guys, that is – I'm still good on time. Perfect. So, those are all of the facts that are going in front of us. Those are the way that the you know, that is kind of the history on what went on with Jesus and the disciples and how we – and why we believe that Jesus came back from death. Everyone feel okay with that? So let's go through them really fast. Jesus died, okay? He was for sure dead.
For sure dead,
okay? He was, they put him in the tomb. 3 days later, the tomb was empty. The disciples saw himself, or saw him physically appear to them, and then those same disciples that were scared came out, and they started to give the truth to everyone that they saw Jesus. Not the truth that they might have seen Jesus, that they saw the risen Jesus, okay? That Jesus appeared to them, okay? So, that's what we believe, and that is really where the evidence is. But let's see what other people say, and let's see why it doesn't make any sense. Everyone okay? Okay, so the first one, a lot of people say, well, Jesus actually never died, okay? So after the torture, and this is not true, guys, make it clear, but let me explain to you why it's not true, okay? So Jesus, some people say Jesus really never died. Did Jesus really die? The simple answer is very yes, a strong, very strong yes. So remember how you die on a cross. You suffocate, okay? Jesus has already been beaten. The only way to breathe is to lift yourself up off the, what's it called? Just to make sure Jesus was dead, okay? The Romans stabbed him in the heart, okay? And then, so he's up on the cross, he drowned, and then just to make sure, they stab him. And guys, these Romans, again, if they don't kill Jesus, they're in a lot of trouble because their life is now in danger. Okay, these guards, okay? So Jesus not really being dead is not a very good explanation because it doesn't make any sense based on what happened, okay? Make sense? Let's move on. Let's see another explanation that people tried to give. Maybe the disciple stole his body. Maybe the disciple stole his body. Maybe he was dead. They put him in the grave, and then 3 days later, the disciple said, hey, you know, we're sad and we want this, you know, we want him to come back from the dead, or we understand things now in a different way, and we're going to go try to steal his body. Okay. Guys, who's sitting at the front of the tomb? Give me an answer.
The soldiers.
The guards are sitting in front of him. Guys, you know what St. Peter did for a living before he came to Jesus? He was a fisherman. Okay. Who do you think is going to win, a Roman guard or a fisherman?
fisherman.
No, fisherman's gonna get his butt kicked by the Roman guards.
I mean,
yeah, the Roman guards with their spears, with their spears and with their weapons. Their job is to protect that tomb. Okay, their job is to protect that tomb, and they did protect that tomb. There's no way for the disciples to get in there. Okay, so the idea that the disciples came and stole his body, okay, doesn't make sense. First, with the Roman guards being there, okay, and now you have another problem. Problem number two with that one. If, let's say, the disciples did steal his body and were trying to put on this very good show for us, okay? If they were actually lying to us and they made it look like he appeared from the dead, but he didn't actually appear from the dead, right? No. If that's the case, when they are being put up to death and they're about to lose their lives, they would have told the truth because they wouldn't want to give up their lives for something that was a lie. But since it wasn't a lie and they didn't go and steal his body, okay, they did not say any of that, and they said, no, we did see Jesus come back from the dead, and they were willing to die for it, okay? They physically saw Jesus come back from the dead, St. Peter, St. Paul, and the disciples, okay? So the idea that the disciples stole his body doesn't make any sense whatsoever, okay? How about this one, guys? You guys, I need some, Sitter, change me back for 1 minute. I know I've got 10 minutes. So, here we go. We got Laura and Marion. Give me a smile. Cool. And a wake up. Beautiful. Laura, did you dream yesterday? I can't hear you. That's okay. Can I hear you now? Try to talk again. When's the last dream you had? You remember the last dream?
Just today.
Just today. What did you dream about when you were sleeping? You remember?
Oh, I dreamed.
No, I don't remember.
Anyone remember their dream? Raise your hand if you remember your dream.
Yeah.
Okay, that person said, yeah, give me your dream.
I did not have a dream.
Excuse me, I said yeah.
Yes, what's your dream?
I dreamed about I was on a boat and it was my family and we got the best food in town.
Oh, the best food in Cali. Look at you. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, I got 10 minutes, man. We don't need to know all your dreams. Just one is fine. Okay, now, a second person. You guys, did anyone have that dream that that Miss Charming Elk just had? Anyone else have that dream with Miss Charming Elk's family? Anyone else have that exact same dream?
No.
Dreams are very personal, yes? Our dream is very personal. Your dream is not my dream, right? I'm gonna change back. Your dream is not my dream, okay? I'm gonna change back. Cool. Present. Oh, were these disciples dreaming? This explanation a lot of times is people's favorite. Why this doesn't work? People don't have the exact same dream, guys. Dreams are personal. Okay. All these disciples individually saw Jesus, meaning they all said, yes, we saw the physical Jesus. We saw the person of Jesus. Okay. And guys, and it's not the person, remember what they saw. Okay. They saw the Jesus they saw the risen Jesus. Okay. So they didn't see Jesus as this beaten down person that was walking. They saw the risen, the glorified Jesus, okay? And dreams are very individual to the person that's having them, okay? There aren't these mass dreams, okay? Dreams are individual. So the idea that every single disciple had an individual dream that they physically saw Jesus and they were hallucinating is of the lowest probability, meaning the chances of that happening are close to zero, okay? So that explanation that the disciples were just dreaming makes very little sense. And then from a second perspective, from a second point, is let's say they were dreaming. Let's say you're just not sure. You might have not seen Jesus. If let's say there's a possibility that you think, you know, maybe I didn't see Jesus. Maybe I was dreaming. Maybe I was hallucinating. When they're about to skin St. Bartholomew, what would he say?
Okay.
What would he say, guys? Unmute your... He would say, you know what? Maybe I was dreaming. But no, St. Bartholomew and the disciples didn't think they were dreaming. Okay? And weren't, they didn't even have the slightest thought that there was a possibility of that. They said, no, we saw physical Jesus. Okay? We saw physical Jesus here. Okay? So we go back to our choices. Okay? You guys remember? Either, and we'll go through the other ones first. If Jesus said he was God and he wasn't God. Okay, I'm sorry. If Jesus said he was God and he wasn't God, that would make him into a bad person, right? Everyone say yes.
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 But we yes. see that yes. Jesus died, that yes. Jesus died, he was buried, he came back from the dead, and then the way we know that is he showed himself to the disciples, and those disciples said that they saw him, and then they were willing to die for him. Okay? So the idea that Jesus didn't rise from the dead doesn't agree with what people saw, what people personally saw, that they saw Jesus came back from the dead. So the idea that he was just a bad man, a crazy man, while it might sound that's a possibility based on what happened 2,000 years ago, it doesn't seem like that's a very good explanation for it. The second, or the third one really, but we'll get back to the first one. The third one is that Jesus is a prophet, a good man. Okay, that one doesn't make any sense for one reason. If Jesus said he was God and he's not God, it doesn't make him a good man. It makes him a liar. He's either God or a bad man, right? So if Jesus is not God, he doesn't get kind of taken down and say, well, I know Jesus, you lied to me about this, but you know, maybe you're still a nice man. No, right? It makes Jesus either God or he's a liar, okay? So that third idea of what the Muslims believe, that doesn't make any sense either. And then the fourth one, where Jesus never existed or he never died or there's no evidence to show that his disciples saw him from the dead, those things just aren't true with the evidence that we have, okay? It's very clear that Jesus died. It's very clear that his disciples saw him, said that they saw him come back from the dead, they saw the physical Jesus. The best explanation for all of these facts is what we believe. And what do we believe? That Jesus said he was God. Jesus came back from the dead. And he showed himself to disciples. And that he is God. And there's no real other explanation that makes sense outside of Jesus died. Jesus was put in a tomb. 3 days later, he came back. He showed himself to disciples. And those same disciples that were very scared before are not scared at all because they physically saw Jesus and they gave up their lives for him. And guys, remember, we have what? I think over a billion Christians in the world, right? 2,000 years ago, Jesus coming back, okay? Jesus dying, coming back, that changed the whole entire world, okay? It changed the whole entire world. It needs to change our whole entire life, okay? So we got two goals with our lives. So Jesus died for us. He came back for us. He opened the gates of heaven to us. And now we got two goals. What are our two goals? Unmute yourself. What are our two goals? We got two goals on earth. What are they?
Get to heaven with Jesus and
get to heaven with Jesus
and others to heaven.
That's your two goals. You only got two. Okay? You get to heaven with Jesus, and you get others to heaven with you. Okay, you get yourself to heaven, and you get others to heaven. You get your family, and then you get other people. That is your focus. Okay, everyone feel okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll just do a quick summary for the whatever time.
Yeah.
Jesus died. I'm sorry. Jesus came on earth. He said he was God. Jesus was crucified, he died, he went into the tomb, right? Dead. 3 days later, he showed himself to Mary Magdalene. And guys, a little thing too. Jesus He showed himself to the disciples, okay? And then these same disciples that were scared and that denied him when he was alive are the same disciples that are now coming out and saying, we saw physical Jesus. And the only explanation for that is they saw physical Jesus. The only explanation that makes any sense, they physically saw Jesus, okay? So our religion is not just based on this blind faith. Our religion and our faith is based on actually what happened. And then the Holy Spirit allows us to understand it. The Holy Spirit allows us to use it to try to reunite ourselves to Jesus, okay? Everyone feel okay?
Does this class end at 12?
Yes.
Is that the best question you can find after 58 minutes? Okay. Yes, this class will end at whatever time. What questions, if any, do you guys have? Any questions? Anyone have any problem believing that Jesus came back from the dead now?
No.
No.
Okay. It's not just a random belief, right? This is the truth. And that's why we believe it. Okay? It's why we go to church every Sunday. It's why we don't live our lives for just earth. We live it, we live to possibly get to God, to be with God forever. It's why we do everything that we do. If Jesus came back from the dead, our lives need to change. And guys, thank you guys. I mean, I got to yell at my class, but thank you so much for spending an hour every single week doing this. Obviously, it's not for Sadir or me or anyone, but it's tough.
All right. You know,
thanks for your love for Jesus.